I don't have an apple.
They transfer 78.9.
For
188.
Not into the subway yet.
Services we have to
transfer. I didn't have time. I just sat out.
Subways to make sure
we've had to transfer.
Okay, no, because there's somebody coming down 188.
1 1/4.
Jesus on the
side.
That's actually fixing the sideways.
Sorry, just doing rock on it?
Yeah.
I'm just putting rock.
Just
Yeah. Unless we got it figured wrong somehow.
They shouldn't be picking and choosing.
Huh?
They should not be picking and choosing.
Bevin all the stuff.
Let us know.
Because my driveway is
1.2 off about what's left. They're probably going to leave you about number one.
Give me just a second.
Huh?
Give me just a second. Have you looked over these?
I've looked with the yeah, I've looked over that. I'm looking at that right there is what was killing me.
Good with that. Good with that.
If we got see, we budgeted 22 in general. We only received 13. We spent 11. And over here we've had to pull 1 point something out of general to cover. And hey, you got that together when you got for about a little over one in.
There's more to it than that, because if you look at your other accounts now, that's just general fund's one account. So what's in the rest of it?
Well, evidently ain't nothing in them. We haven't light pulled it in the last week. I pulled it two weeks ago.
Take this and go do your homework.
But we haven't pulled money out of general to add to.
Just take this and go do your homework for your board meeting. I'm ready.
I don't understand why we get emergency management. We got more money than any of them. We haven't spent them money.
We got about $10 million in there.
Emergency management services, yeah, there we had to pull out $67.
You ready to start? You ready to start? Yeah.
All right, who pissed those things off?
Ready?
Huh?
You ready?
Let's get this over with.
Call the meeting in order.
Let us pray. Our most kind, gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask you to forgive us where we fall short at. Lord, we also ask you to be with us today as we conduct in county business, that everything we do be in accordance with your will. We say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Motion by David, second by Daniel.
Aye.
Any discussion?
Uh-uh.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
To the minutes.
Do the minutes.
Motion on the minutes.
Go to the minute.
Second.
David?
Maybe first. Second.
Jamie seconded it. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Motion on the March 3rd or March 6th
circuit.
Got a motion by Mark, second by David. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. All the vouchers. We done done them, the commissioner, the any constitution officers here. All right, anybody from the Anti-Drug Coalition?
Thank you very much for the view that may not know me. I'm going to require it, but I'm the Beacon County Anti-Drug Coalition. And I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be here today. I gave everyone a brochure here, and I have more if you like them. It's just the new programs that we are promoting within our community to assist people that are trying to recover from alcohol and drug addiction, and it's a program in which we have many classes and opportunities to do placement. So I just wanted to emphasize that today. We have peer specialists that are available that are actually going to court and working with our court system to assist people that might have needs for long-term care or some care for an established period of time. And thank you all so much for continuing. We're kind of going to work with our youth this summer some, and also we're going to do some emphasis on some safety with our youth.
Appreciate everything y'all do.
Thank you, ma'am. Ms. Sheila.
Yes, sir.
In the middle of your brochure, the local recovery meetings, is that every Monday night, every Tuesday?
Every Monday night. These are a list. They have them at different locations that are available every Monday night. And we will have at our location at Amir's Bank in the back on Tuesday night. Sometimes we'll have as many as 20 people or more that attend those classes. And everything we do is at no cost. And we also provide them with a workbook that we work through to try to give them a better chance at recovery.
Okay. Thank you.
Ms. Kay?
They may just have reminders, announcements about events coming up. Reminders that Saturday is the Crossroads Event Festival. It's going to be here in downtown Crossroads. 10 o'clock till 9 o'clock till 2 o'clock. So please support the vendors that come in for that.
Mm-hmm.
Last weekend of April 25th and 26th, there'll be the Hooked on Horseshoe Fishing Tournament. So if you're into fishing, please, you can go to the Visit Dixie website. It has events listed, and then you can click on there and go right to place to get your application. Followed by the following weekend, May 3rd, there is the Fighting Notium Fishing Tournament down in Swanee Park. Support our fight against Notium, and come to that fishing tournament. And then also on May 3rd, we're at the winery, the Cracker House Winery. They'll be having their second annual Cowboy Up Festival, which will include a lot of local vendors. In the past, at the festivals that have been there, it's been very interesting. We've had 25 to 30 vendors that most of them are from the Dixie County area that have their cottage businesses. And it's a great way to come support those who come out to these events. That's all I have. Do y'all have anything?
I got one thing.
Okay.
This, Tammy, you want to say something about your horseshoe thing? One. Is that the one for the Notium?
Yes,
okay. There's some sponsorship. Yes. Actually, that's the one I thought you were talking about.
Right, okay.
There's some sponsorship with you. Does the board want to do a sponsorship? I've done one of 250, I think, is what I'm going to do.
That's
does
what
the
I
board
done.
Want to do the
that's
250?
That's what I'm doing, too.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to do it.
Motion from David.
Second.
Got a motion for David. Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Get your check from Angie.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And also, the Dixie does about $500 in outside marketing for each of these events. That too. And yes, the Trenton fishing tournament is in Swanee this weekend, so that's a big tournament that we have down there, and it's to help fund their youth programs. So if anybody wants to join that, I think there's still time to do that. Anything else? Yes, sir.
Yes, Ms. Day. I spoke to you about playground equipment for D-Track. Please find us some money to do something like that.
Okay.
They really need it. the stuff I had rebuilt down there, it's getting pretty old again. They were wanting to buy like one of those wooden ships and stuff, and I told them I didn't think that'd go too well. They rot too easy. We need some. I'd like to have something about like what they have across the river or other parts.
Have y'all looked at the Cedar Key, what they got going on? They did a community block grant down yonder. Got some very nice stuff for the hurricane that rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
That might be an avenue to look at. I think Karen and I talked a little bit about that. And
a reminder that we do have a line item in our budget that we've been building over the years that is for our parks and recreation facilities. I'm going to review the statute to make sure if there are any limitations there. But it was a thought after talking to David that maybe we could do something, use some of those funds that you all are board helps decide what to use them for, to do that at several of our parks. Maybe we can get a playground set like what they have at Cedar Key or something similar, and who knows, we buy five of them for five different parks, we might get a better deal on it or something, but I'm happy to look into that. Is that something you all think might be a good way to...
Yeah. My detract over there, they had hand-me-downs from across the river, and I had children and them go down there and replace it. It looks a lot better, but it's still wooden and wood rot.
Right. Okay.
Well, thank you.
All right, I'll look into that. Anything else?
Thank you. That's great.
Stations that are under construction. The Horseshoe Fire Station, we're reminded of those building plans and site plans for the potable water supply, which involves removing all the wells and storage tanks and downsizing that generator. And we're also working on the 10-inch water main extension plans and EEP permit application. Once we get some survey and all that, we should be able to make that application submittal here soon. Then Fire Station 3 up at 351, those building plans are completed. The county's contract with the clearing, once that gets done, we'll be able to get our final soil documentation that we need for the septic system. And other than a few other small items on the site plans, we'll be done with those and ready to advertise that project for bids. The last thing I got is just a reminder on the 95th and 97th, that bid opening will be Thursday, April 10th, and then we'll present those bids to y'all at the April 17th meeting. That is all I have, unless y'all have any questions for me.
That water supply, is that now we're going to try to get the line from Horseshoe, run it down and supply the water, and then we can serve our citizens out in the county from there.
So it'll consist of extending that 10-inch water line up to the fire station
right,
and go just past it, and then it'll be anywhere in between the two, yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Future extension, it'll be ready for that.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, when Mr. Gregg come up there and spoke about the BP money and stuff, got to be spent on the coast and stuff.
Yes, sir.
We've had meetings with the FWC and Mr. John Loeffler up in Tallahassee, we went up there about trying to get funding to repair or fix that bridge. If all else fails, we use some of that BP money to repair that bridge.
You're talking about the bridge up Cal Creek. I believe we should be able to. We can definitely look at that. There was excess funds that the county still needed to decide where they wanted to spend it. The first project is coming up soon to release funds for the Horseshoe Beach project.
Yeah.
And then there was two other ones coming behind that, but we can definitely look at that and get some costs together and see if that's a good project to submit for or allowable. Should be allowable.
We've already talked about the bridges at Johnny Mac's house. There was also another crash in there the other day between a truck running into a lady with her children. Smash the window.
Don't forget those wooden pylons up under that bridge, too.
Yeah.
That's one of the projects that we approved that's on the list to come after the Horseshoe Beach project.
Yeah. I've had the DOT, I've had Greg, I've had John all camping out in front of that bridge. It was built in 1942.
Definitely look at that and see if we can add that in to the project.
Well, that bridge that you're talking about is very dangerous. It needs to be added.
Yes, sir.
I don't have anything else, sir. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
John?
Just a few items. House chair is res. Fiber has been moved, and we just talked to Hunter this morning, and they'll be on site Monday.
That would be great. Yeah. We could just see some movement.
I'll get you my guy, my inspector's number. You can touch with him.
All right. That sounds good. Thank you very much.
Got something there.
Thank you.
I've been meeting one of the monitors down there at Horseshoe Beach. She used to work down there in Gina a lot, Christy, and those guys down there, they're walking in that sludge and stuff, picking those stuff out there. They're loading it down. It looks good.
Good. That's awesome.
Good job.
That's great. Yeah.
I meet with her every morning.
On your equipment, no promises, but we can look at a FERDAP grant, which will do parks. We can maybe get equipment. They are spotty of whether they actually fund them every year, but we can at least put one in. I mean, it can't hurt. So I'll get with you on that.
Okay.
And then finally, we're going to have a booth at the event on Saturday with some trivia about Cross City, so I'm going to put all y'all to gifts if you get it right. I'll see you then. Anything else for me?
You ever heard of Brown Jug?
This table sucks. I'll say I had an intern look up a bunch of trivia, so y'all are going to nail it. And no.
Good answer.
No prize
for me. So no prize for you. You're out.
Anything else for me, Mr. Chair?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Dillon.
Ms. Cindy?
No.
Ms. Jones?
Ms. Jones?
She's not here, but they're working down there. I met with them this past week. And they're just trying to get everything under control, but it's going pretty smoothly. And they're implementing stuff, so a lot of auto pay and stuff like that. So it's going pretty smooth so far down there.
You're doing real good.
Mr. Freeman?
Hey, come on up.
Mainly, I met with the judge this week. We're going to move code enforcement back to the court system. So we're through the actual R County judge. We're going to go to a ticket-based system. So I will actually write tickets. It'll go through the court. They'll pay fines.
That's good.
And then if they're a habitual offender or if it's a serious offender, we'll actually take them to court. It's going to save us a lot of money doing it this way.
That's awesome.
The way we were doing it.
Good deal.
And my truck looks really good if you haven't seen it.
Yep.
People do pay attention when I pull up in their driveway now. I appreciate that. They don't ask me who I am no more.
No problem.
But it's going to take a little time to get this worked out with the ticket book and everything, but that's the best direction, I think, going forward. We will see the money immediately versus waiting months on these tickets. It'll inspire them to go ahead and clean their stuff up now where they don't get the second ticket.
Yep.
And, of course, we'll have those people that's just going to say, I ain't doing it.
Yep.
And we'll have to inform them.
How was that place across from Grandpa's down there in Zeno? That mess is cleaned up over there. I believe Aaron Filman filled out the paperwork on that.
I haven't been down to look to see if they cleaned it. I sent out the letters on that property. But I haven't been down to check to see if there was any movement on it.
It's horrible.
I mean, that's been a problem property. For a while, they've cleaned it up, I think, one time, and then it went right back to the way it was. Those are going to be the kind of problems we'll have to go to court with.
Well, if the older man still lived there and still alive, you'd really enjoy going to visit with him.
Whenever you get your ticket book, I do think you ought to send a code enforcement letter to the county on that jail around there. That's ridiculous.
I would, But that's not in my jurisdiction.
Well, it's county property.
Okay.
There's a bulldozer on
there. We're no better than what everybody else is.
I have broke y'all before. I mean, you know.
Well, do it again. if we can't enforce something, then we don't honor ourselves. So that needs to be cleaned up.
And then an update on the church property, the Methodist Church in
Old Town. Thank you. I just up.
I figured we were going to go there, too.
Yeah, right. We were headed there.
Been trying to get in contact with FEMA for about 3 weeks. Finally got some response for some people over there. There's been a fine assessed to the property, and evidently they paid that. Of course, the property hadn't been cleaned up. I mean, there's been some movement on a little bit of trash and junk, but not the tires or the major. FEMA, their deadlines have done been passed. They haven't really came down and went hard on them yet, but they said that they've granted them extension because of the storms. But I don't know why they would have needed extensions for storms there, but that's what the DEP says. Not FEMA, it's DEP. So it's still in DEP's hands, and they said they will be making another property visit here soon, and they will notify. I know he's on the list as far as on the email.
Yeah.
When they're going to come, I told them, please let me know. I will come out there with you so I can document whatever y'all are doing. But so far, I mean, I think because of how much there is there, that they're dragging their feet because they don't want to have to pay for it either.
Right. We don't want to leave.
And we don't want to pay for it.
We don't want to leave.
I ain't too sure, but I think it's growing.
And I told them that, but they said from their last visit it hasn't grown any. I said, well, it sure
looks
like it has more now. But there was two different people that took the place of the guy that I used to deal with. He was the law enforcement side. He retired. Mm-hmm. So now we have a new guy. So we'll see what happens with him. And that's what I have.
About 2 weeks ago, I
you need to come to the podium and state your name.
Mary Goodrich. About 2 weeks ago, I seen a little trailer
in that property. And I've had people call me and say, I've seen one, and I'll ride over there, and the trailer's gone, so he's already unloaded them.
He's doing it quick.
Get them off at night and put them over there in the pile. So. If they, which they won't, because one of them's out of Tallahassee, one's out of Jacksonville. They're not going to catch you. But if they could catch you, they could arrest you and they can get it. But you have to be in the act, just like anything else.
On our property. Steve, you talking about
the
Methodist Church
in Oakland? Yeah, that mess. Well, as long as, let's keep you updated on it. Let's keep moving forward. Just keep punching them, okay?
Yeah, I'll keep on trying to get updates from them and seeing when they're going
to
come
and
in.
Tell them to keep, I want to stay in that email loop too, please.
Okay. No problem.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Steve.
Steve, you down here? Kim?
I don't have nothing.
I ain't got nothing.
Thank you, Kim, for helping, man. I appreciate you.
Leon?
Wait, hold on just a minute. Hold on just a second. Tim, what you and I talked about the Gilchrist deal, have you checked back on that any?
Still kind of iffy. I mean, I don't know if we can. I honestly, right now, with the equipment we got, I don't think we can have that. I think you put too much of a burden on us. We'll be able to pick up everything else. I mean, still working on it, though. We can get somewhere with it.
We had one table from the 325 business meeting, and it was Resolution 2025-34-2025, Robinson and Lisa Holloway, requesting an executive session in the area as provided in 4.4.5 special exceptions of the Dixon County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle on agricultural accordance with the petition dated 1-22-2025, located described as follows. Dixon County parcel number 20-09-13-43-18-00-00-01-30-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-
Mr. Stevenson was in Mr. Jamie's district. The LPA recommended a denial or zero. The property owner owned a homestead piece of property adjacent to you and was trying to get the special exception for the RV on the property next to it.
I'm making a motion to deny.
Second.
All
Got a motion to deny. Jamie, a second by David. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Informational items for you. We had a FEMA technical audit after the landfall of Helene, where they come in and they check us for compliance. We had zero findings, zero gigs, put it back to region. So what does that mean for everybody here? It has been stated that they can withhold funding for finding compliance issues. It was reported back that we had zero findings. Elevate Florida program closes, that portal closes April the 11th. It's very important for everybody to understand that that portal closes, and so you can no longer submit any applications. What our office is doing is we're trying to go through, and anybody that we feel like might need to know, like, hey, you've been substantially damaged, and we want to make 100% sure that we reach out to everybody we can. We've done everything that we possibly can as far as public site visits. We've had multiple rounds of that in the community. We've shared it. We've done everything that we possibly can as far as that. We haven't been able to get a list from the state of addresses of people who have applied. It would be nice to be able to check that against, you know, but just know that if they have damage, they want to contact us. We've answered it. And well, any which way we can, but it's important to know that deadline is coming up quick.
What's the date on that again, 11? 11. And the other thing with Elevate Florida, the name's kind of deceiving, but you don't have to live on the coast. You can live anywhere in the county. If you have damage, you can apply for this program.
Correct.
And the board did put hazard mitigation money, $11.5 million toward that to guarantee our resident, our Dixie County residents, that amount of service. Then everything else goes in the competitive side of it for the state.
I don't know if anybody has looked at the dashboard, but from Citrus County all the way through the Panhandle, Dixie County is number one in applications. If you look at that map, you can see that we've done a very good job at trying to get what we can. And that ultimately, I don't know how many applicants are in there now. I'd have to go back and look, but ultimately, at the end of the day, I hope every one of them houses get rebuilt or elevated, and that's that means that we have to not worry about it the next storm. So,
Leon, does that include every storm that went through?
Was I dead in Helene?
Okay. But with that, if you have had any historical damage from any storm or anything else, you can apply for that.
Like I said,
it's not strictly for those two storms.
Okay.
But they ask what storm you had damage to your home, if you had historical damage to your home, yes or no.
Okay.
It's for wind mitigation for windows, doors, new shingles, metal roof, whatever fits your combination is what that's for. So it's not just strictly for elevation.
Okay.
One more thing, Leon. Didn't they change a rule or on the V-zone?
Yes. The V-zone, there was mixed reviews on that. You know, initially they said that they're not going to honor any V-zone applications. It's just too risky for them to go in there. And then we had a group that came around with us on the second round. They said for everybody to still apply, that even though they'd get denied, that they would be on a list. And, so ultimately, the program closes the portal. You know, you can't go back and add to it. So it doesn't hurt for them to apply. If they get denied, at least they tried. And then later on, if something comes out and says, hey, they're going to go back because this has never been done this way before. And you know, they wrote some of those rules as they went along.
The other thing is I know I said in a meeting with Elevate Florida, they was not going to go back and let's just John standing there. if John rebuilt his house and lifted his house, there was no reimbursement at that time. Is that still the case?
At that time, yes. Correct.
Okay.
I mean, and I hate it for a lot of people who, especially after Daddy went in and spent the money to elevate, and but there's no guarantee that the house will survive after the lien. We've seen that several of them. I mean, we had a list of 40 houses in Horseshoe that survived Daddy and was on a list, and then
one of
three quarters.
He was one of them, Mr. John.
You know, so it's these two storms erased a lot of history.
Yeah.
It's disheartening to hear people complain about, you know, seeing the, you know, piles, but that was people's houses.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that was their houses. So, you heard Steve's report. It's important for everybody to understand that any existing code enforcement cases that we had that was in non-compliance, once we bring this new ordinance about and the new procedure about,
as a void from them.
We will put those in an inactive stage, and then now we're not going to forget about them. We're going to go back and look at them. And so if there was somebody worried about, like, they've got this pending case, if they wanted to voluntarily go ahead and fix it before we start the new procedure, then great. But we will go back and have to restart all the cases. And it was a very good meeting, and it's going to save us quite a bit of resources having it go through the court system. So I was very thankful for that. That's all I have, John.
Thank you.
Scotty?
So I sent an email out to y'all yesterday, and y'all been in the email chain since it started, but with policy manual that needs to follow up with the resolution that we passed at the last meeting. The policy manual supports that resolution. I want to ask for if y'all, any of y'all had a chance to read it, and if y'all go ahead and approve that in our policy manual so I can pushing those forward.
I reckon. I read over it yesterday, then I didn't. For all I know, it was great. So.
Good answer.
Yeah, second.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Mark.
Mark.
And then Daniel.
Like I said, in the email.
All opposed, same side. Motion carried.
To that policy about making sure all everybody's paying attention to those vendor contracts and how they, we vet those vendors, make sure they're following those standards, and I made some changes in there for people that don't touch our network, that doesn't come on site, so we can categorize those a little bit differently, but moving forward, every contract, me and Shane will work on this, but she's reviewing contracts to make sure there's language in there that protects us and the person that is held liable for their security standards when it comes to that aspect.
Yes, sir.
I think that was pretty much all I had, I think. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Move forward,
there. I'll do the turkey call to get him back up here.
Yeah, he's in Tallahassee. Just a reminder, gentlemen, that I need all LMS projects by tomorrow. I sent y'all out an email probably Monday, Tuesday time frame requesting those as a reminder. And one correction on with you, Mr. Hatch, we did 50%. The state wanted a percentage, not a set amount on the HMGP for the Elevate Florida,
right.
So we did 50%. I just wanted that to be said in case it, you said 11.5, if it gets out, that's 11.8. I just want to make sure that y'all know that it's there. And for the rest of the board and just Mr. Hatch and Mr. Jenkins set up a meeting with FEMA about some of the roads in Suwannee. They were, the email was sent out because it was a duplication of projects. that I was removing those duplicated projects, and then afterwards, after meeting with FEMA and all, we removed all the roads in Suwannee. There's 47, I think it was, that we talked about, 47 to 43 roads, that due to no maintenance records, the paved roads, that we moved, we removed them out of the damage inventory for the town of Suwannee. So just wanted y'all to know on that. And Ms. Darren is not here. They are at the fire service day at the Capitol for today. Is there anything that y'all need from me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The HMGP roads that we had down there, they're still on?
They're still on the list, yes, sir.
Okay,
we're going through them.
So
I'm waiting for an email back from the National Weather Service, because one of FEMA's requirements was how often does the roads go underwater, and give me a list in times. So I went back 5 years and asking for the Weather Service to give me any time that we had significant high water in the town of Suwannee, which is an astronomically high tide. Those five roads go underwater. So when I get that letter back, they'll be forwarded on to FEMA and the state for those.
Through HMGP, we can submit other roads in Suwannee.
As far as through elevation,
yes,
of those roads, yes, sir.
Yes, but through FEMA, road maintenance is, I have a hard time understanding what the road maintenance consists of. Evidently, potholes ain't one of them. Us fixing potholes, us edging the roads, not one of them.
Edging the road and it's, yes, sir.
Okay, so
edging the road, taking care of the road itself is part of maintenance.
So what else is there on maintenance of a paved road? That's what I don't understand. Is it restriping? Is restriping one of them?
It's maintenance and it's taking care of that road, sir. I don't know. I'm not a road person,
I
know that you and the board and Mr. Jenkins was given the submerged road policy through FEMA, and that's what we have to go by.
Well, I want a more clear definition. Because it's just edging the roads, we got to start tracking that in our road department. Because I know we do that, John. We do that quite a bit throughout the whole county.
Mm-hmm.
So if edging the roads is part of the maintenance list, we need to start documenting
that. Visual inspections of all the roads. I mean, that's part of maintenance on that. But like I said, I'm not a road person, so.
Well, I'm not either.
The policy was submitted to you guys, and it states what is and what is not maintenance per FEMA's guidance.
And that guidance, so, it states that you have to have a inspection-type program where they have someone from the
like an engineer.
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be an engineer, but they have to go out basically do a small report about the road, looking at the road, what kind of conditions the roads are in, and that just shows that you're keeping up with what your road problems are.
Does that person have to hold any type of certificate?
I haven't got that far into it. It's a very long, dry read, but I will finish reading.
Okay. But we got to implement something other in place, and that was the biggest thing I took out of the meeting with you and Ms. Tina and me and John and Ms. Sherry.
Now, our non-paved roads, we have them on a maintenance schedule. Every time the motor grader goes down, that's a maintenance schedule. So those roads are still in play. So when we talk about submerged roads, gentlemen, I don't want y'all to think that, okay, we're pulling all submerged roads, all 701 or 707 miles in the county, we're pulling those out. It's just a paved road that we have no maintenance program on that we had to remove, especially for the town of Suwannee.
What about through HMGP, you probably do seawalls, or what's it called, erosion control?
Erosion control, yes, sir.
And guardrails and stuff like that.
Guardrails is not, because you're not mitigating against a natural disaster.
Yeah, we're just mitigating somebody running in.
I understand that, but the FEMA is there for a natural disaster, not people driving through, missing curves and ditches and everything else.
Because when I look at Randy there, I know me and him was out there bumper deep on his road going into his house during the flood stuff, and there's got to be some settlement on that road. But Randy, you hit any fresh bumps out there? Yeah, so that might be a road we can look at also. But that's a paved road there again.
You got to get a little inspection form built. I think it's the main part of it, and some key points on there to have someone go and just look and check and and to show that you're trying to do some preventative maintenance on your road.
Okay.
What about Grady Hires Road, southwest 911th Street down here in Virginia, and possibly the Cow Creek Highway, Road to Nowhere? Road to Nowhere has maintenance on it because the grader's been going down.
Those roads there, the Road to Nowhere and the Shirt Island Road, those damages can be justified. I'm not looking at alligatoring or gator backing or whatever they call it, because some patches of asphalt are missing. So that can be justified and stuff to that nature on it. It's the gator backing and, oh, we got a little bump in the road. I'm using them as, you know, don't say when I say a little bump in the road or anything else that I'm being cynical on that by any means. But it's stuff to that nature that you can't see from the top of the asphalt. So there's no maintenance records on it. The ones like Shirt Island Road, you've got six sections of the asphalt that's removed.
The point horseshoe,
where the asphalt is actually removed is what it is. It's the ones that you have to have the ultrasound machines and everything else to go over them to verify that there's actual damage to them. Those are the ones that we can't do. So, but the Road to Nowhere is still on the list. The the Horseshoe Highway, as far as around the point and inside the cattle gap, is where that asphalt was removed. Those are still on the list. And also for the Shirt Island Road.
What about the road going all the way in there to the point? Can it be raised also? Because every time they get a real high tide, or it comes over the road there.
That would be an project.
HMGP, right?
But when that... All in all, when the riprap and the interlocking blocks are connected and put in properly, I say put in properly because they've been removed due to the storm, when they're put back in properly, it stays that road. We went through how many storms with no road damage in the town of Horseshoe on 351 due to the interlocking blocks and the riprap in place. So,
Scott, I got a complaint, and actually it's in your district, David. I sent the picture to John. Right there at the point, I can send the picture. I don't know if we need to submit this to FEMA or HMGP, but when you come around that point, there's a sandbar now that goes across there, and if you ain't got an airboat, basically, you won't.
As far as what point are we talking about, sir?
Horseshoe Point.
Are we talking about on the roadway or in the water?
In the water. Where the ditch is filled in. We've been talking about that since for months and months.
I'll bring it up, I don't know how many times, at the very beginning.
Can we submit that?
Do we? We don't own the waterway.
John, you resurveyed.
Back to that.
You resurveyed around the point.
We have to own whatever we submit. Yeah. So that sandbar is part of the horseshoe dredging project that we're still currently awaiting on a permit from the Army Corps of Engineers. They work at their own pace. You don't push them or make them give you a permit. So whenever we get it, that's what we'll get.
But they ain't forgot time. About that.
No, that's right. It is part in progress. Yeah. That part is, if it's in the waterways, the dredging project. Mr. John Lockers in the process of. Anything else, gentlemen?
Thank you. Thank you. Gail?
I don't have anything today.
Thank you. Ms. Holly?
I just wanted to take a moment and thank you all, everybody in here, really, for the support on your affair. I think it was another successful year. Down a little bit, but even if that, on the floor, we haven't processed all the add-ons yet, on the floor, $1.2 million to ATMs on Tuesday, or Wednesday, I mean, down there. So that's amazing that our small communities of Dixie Hill, Christian Levy County can come together and put $1.2 million across sale floor support buying children's animals that are worth, you know, pay $3,000 for a steer that's really worth $500. Anyway, I just wanted to thank you for your continued support on that, and that's all I have.
Thank you.
Good always.
Sandy?
turnkey projects that we had approved have been completed now. I have submitted the deductible invoices to finance to be paid. So those are all done. I also got an update from Brad this morning on the first quarter savings on the SSA card of those that have resigned or been terminated, because when that happens, their card is cut off immediately. So that savings for the first quarter is $7,442. That's just to date so far. We did end up having, with that extra day that we added on, just the 2 hours, we did end up having an additional 10 people come for the wellness check. That put us at 96 people versus the 97. I don't know if we're going to quite make it. I think Brad is going to push real hard for us to make that one point that we needed, because we were so close. But that's the biggest number that we've had to date, and I'm very proud of that.
Yeah.
I will be getting a $300 gift card. Everybody that participated in that's name is going in the hat, and I'll draw next week to see who gets that gift card.
Thank you.
I got one thing.
Okay.
We've talked about a policy and procedure workshop. When's a good time to set up a workshop?
When are you thinking about?
That's what I'm asking you. I like before the board meeting.
Before the next board meeting?
I know you got some insurance stuff you're going out on.
I don't have my actual calendar in here. So I have an audit, my employee audit with Krisner next week. I don't see how
What's your May 2nd board meeting? What's your date there?
May 1st.
Second board meeting.
The second board meeting?
15th.
That's better.
Okay, would that give everybody time to review the policy? John and Roy, y'all's office, Miss Martha, time to review and look at
yeah,
things?
Yeah, April's kind of booked already.
What time you want to do it? 5 o'clock? 4:30? 4:30. Motion to set a policy workshop at 4:30.
Got a motion by Mark, second by David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Thank you.
4:30. Mr. Dickens.
All right, sir. Request board approval of 25 and 27. NFPDC board member appoints Mr. Mark Hatch to carry that on for a 2-year term.
Motion by David.
Second, Mr. Wood.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion?
Yeah.
All in favor? You got discussion?
Ms. Karen, are you okay with that?
I told her yesterday.
Tell her about heads up.
If y'all do vote to approve these two pieces of that, I hate them both, but if I could, if I could get a picture of them together, I'd appreciate it.
You got that problem?
Yeah. No, this is a scare. Don't do it, but we'll, it's all right.
I'm good.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
All right, request board approval to move forward with the purchase of a new scale transfer station in an amount of $112,000.
Motion.
Second.
By David. Second by Daniel.
How much is that, John?
$112,000. That's complete information.
Your supporting factors, Roy, I know you have some. You want to say why we have to spend this $112,000?
So at this point, we're out of compliance with the state. We have to split waste certain trucks, which is out of compliance. You can't split weight. So they're weighing the cab, then they're pulling forward and weighing the trailer and combining the two. You can't do that. By the last meeting, that scale comes from the Continental Turpentine plant, and parts are becoming obsolete, so he doesn't even know if he could even fix that scale. The new scale that I'm looking at, that I have the quote on, that we're going with, is a complete turnkey scale. They come in, do the concrete work, the bolsters, everything that goes with it. They put the scale in, They run the new stuff into the scale house with the print pickets, and also brings us in compliance with the people coming in to be able to see what the weight is on an outside monitor, so they can't say, well, I think you cheated me for my weight. So it's,
wow.
It's above ground or below ground?
It's all above ground. You don't have to worry about water getting inside of it and flooding it out. You don't have to worry about pumping it out. Eliminates a lot of the rusting issues and the components
yeah,
that are going bad. So it's kind of a need. And after looking into the budget, that was one of the pre-planned things that was in the funding that Miss Jackie had set up before she left. And she had it outlined in there. So we kind of already knew it was coming.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Right. Same question. Motion carried.
Yes, sir.
All right. Request board approval to renew the Dixie County Correctional Institute contract for road employees.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign. Motion carried.
Request board approval to renew the Dixie County Correctional Institute contract for solid waste department inmates.
Motion. Motion by David.
Second
by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
I thought with Mr. Kennedy 2 days ago, and he said it was already in there.
All opposed, same sign.
You got them already?
Motion carried.
Next one is request board approval of LPA 0279 Dixie County Flood and Stormwater Mitigation additional funding in the amount of $1.5 million and the time extension to 12/31/2027.
Motion by David.
Second
by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Special items, I had a call to know if you all were about to donate money for the Cowboy Festival on May the 3rd, 2025. That's when Dale Herring has at his range.
Is that what y'all just voted on?
No, that's completely different.
No, it's different.
It's $250 yeah. Also there, right?
$200.
Yeah.
$200.
Yeah. $200 motion.
Second
by Mark. Second by David. Any discussion? All in favor?
How
all opposed? Same sign. Motion carried.
Kathy Parcell becomes
Kathy Mary Ball.
Cowboy, thank you.
The only thing I have is a reminder that the county offices will be closed on April 18th, 2025, and observe some Good Friday. And also, I have a flyer for the mobile app scheduled for other things.
That is something that's really, really good, and if you ever want a medical facility around here, their numbers need to be really good.
Yeah.
Not just us, but the public needs to look at this. And Mr. Hardison, if you want one, that would be great.
I have extra.
I got here.
Right.
I
have
this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All I have, gentlemen, if you got something for me.
I got something for you.
Okay.
We need to get a crew together. Let's get that jail property cleaned up.
That's on the schedule, sir.
That's fine.
Next week.
Is Matt in here today? I can't see you behind the pole. Do you have information on that you can explain to the public?
That's the what they do. It's the one that I gave out last week, the last board meeting. It's where they they do all the pap smears, the family planning, and minute ailments and illnesses, chronic illnesses. They refer and they do referrals also. All three of them.
Free of charge.
Yep. They do all your health screens, your blood sugar, all your
illness
testing and counseling. If there's any cancer screenings that's needed, and your routine physical and checkups. So that's what the gentleman was here probably about a month, 2 months ago, come by, and we worked with, he worked with Allison, and we're getting that moving forward.
Good deal. Ms. China?
It's been a busy time. There's been a lot of things across my desk for the county. I've kept y'all pretty much updated on the status of that been moving forward. We are still working. There's a few hiccups with the potential loan, trying to iron that out. The email I was looking at just a minute ago. Still trying to iron out the few issues that I've seen with that loan and with the lease. And those are still in the makings. Hopefully that'll be ready to roll any day. But we are moving forward, gentlemen. If y'all have any questions for me, like always, feel free to call me anytime, but I will keep you updated as we move forward.
Did you get any response? I didn't talk to Miss Diane after our 45 minutes. Did you hear anything on the problem you found?
Actually, I've talked to Chris with Florida Commerce several times yesterday. That's one of the things that we're trying to iron out, so that all you gentlemen are kind of aware of what we're talking about. There is a part of it that says that if we took this loan, that we couldn't take out any other loans for the duration of that loan. I have an issue with that because I don't think the county can function that way. I don't think we could survive for 10 years. And if we needed to take one out, then we'd have to go back to them to get their blessing before we could take it out, which is a process as we're dealing with right now. So I've asked them to remove it. We've had kind of a counter of what about basically this check reconciliation register that we get every meeting pretty much of submitting that. So we're back and forth on negotiations, but that's one of the big hiccups with the loan right now. So that one we're still working on. Like I said, I did talk to Chris from Florida Commerce a couple different times yesterday afternoon. He is supposedly trying to get with their staff counsel up there to see if the language can be modified, that they'll accept the modification as we're requesting. So I will keep y'all as we go forward on that. The other side of it, the lease, heard back from Damien, and he said it'll be sometime next week before he can get it before his council to see if we can iron that out. He anticipates that, you know, we can probably come to some kind of reconciliation.
Okay.
I don't know where that's going to be. You know, there's a big gap there. I don't know that I've spoke to every one of y'all about it, but they're asking kind of for a commencement date to be delayed from 60 days to 30 months, which is a huge window there. And by the commencement date, that would also initiate the initial terms, which would be when we started getting the payments for the lease. So see that as a little bit of a problem for us. Working on trying to iron that out. Like I say, I told y'all earlier, it was a crazy afternoon yesterday. Hopefully it'll be a little smoother today.
I want to say that there's been a lot of hard work on this from finance, Ms. Brenda, and Karen Zinn as an economic development that she sets on, myself, Ms. Chana, Ms. Diane, John's office. There's been a lot of work on this, so we're getting close, but we got to make sure it's a good deal for the county also. So thank you, thank all y'all for y'all's hard work.
Is that all?
That's all, gentlemen.
Ms. Barber, did I leave you out? I didn't mean to. That's why I hate
thanking you. Said
finance.
You're good.
Okay. Ms. Barber?
I don't know if everyone heard or not, but Ms. Jackie Johnson that came in with me in 2021 and helped us tremendously in the finance area. She retired in December to stay at home with her ailing husband. And he passed away Monday morning, so she didn't get a lot of time with him, but I'll just keep her in your prayers, please. They have not said it yet, but I'll keep y'all posted.
Yeah, please do, Ms. Barbie.
Brenda, anything else?
Thank you. County Commissioner Daniel?
Just keep the families of that bad wreck that don't change us in your thoughts and prayers, please. That was, I hope some of the improvements we're trying to do that road may help with some of that. That's all I have.
Mark? Yeah, same thing with Daniel. I was going to start with that also. That was just an awful scene. Not I don't know how to say, even in the EMS world, I mean, they see so much. But, keep everyone involved in that in your prayers.
And the first responders.
Yes. Miss Jackie, we did get to go visit Miss Jackie yesterday, and her spirits is good, but her heart's broke.
Yes.
See it, and they're going to do something. So please let us know whatever you find out on that. Hutch, I just got a text that he's in the ER now, so y'all keep him and his family in your prayers also. So
it's the same thing. We need just said it's the same affection of fact. So
So y'all just keep him and his family in y'all's prayers also. Other than that, don't forget that Scott needs y'all stuff. Tomorrow's the deadline. So y'all remember that, and that's all I have. Thank y'all.
David?
Yes, I'm fixing to start a fire store. John, Roy, I want y'all to know there's more than one commissioner sitting on this board. There's five of us. And what's been going on with Hutch, I know there's four people trying to get boot him out, and I'm tired of it. I need that man back at the work as soon as possible. He loves this county. He loves his job. And I'm tired of y'all trying to force him out. I'm done with it. But with that being said, how does everybody else? Let me ask you something. From a previous county manager we had, he was forced out, and I believe, Mark, that you wanted to control him. Now I think you can control these two. That's my gut feeling. I don't know how all y'all feel, but that's where I'm at on this. Miss Barbie, how's your working relationship with them?
I don't deal with them very often. I know they're in and out of finance.
Go ahead, Roy.
When I took this position, it's not fire anybody. When Hutch come in and turned his resignation into me, other than getting on my knees and begging him not to quit, that's pretty much as far as I went.
And I did the same.
And I also did not turn in his resignation letter for multiple days trying to get him to come back to that office and see me between trying to fire Hutch.
Well,
but I did come from 22 years of fire rescue and safety issues. And when there's no flashing lights on the back of trucks and nothing to keep my people safe that's working for me, that's under me, and it's going to be my responsibility if they get killed, then I have a problem with that. I want to help Hutch, and I told him that face-to-face in my office. No one's trying to fire Hutch. Well, no one's trying to fire anybody.
That's not what I'm here.
Well, what gets said on the street compared to the person that you're telling that it's coming from? Because I have not tried to fire Hutch. I beg Hutch to stay.
I feel y'all trying to pull
Andy,
him out. But I'm going to tell you something.
Discussions with her, too, in her office, that I don't know why he's wanting to leave. We just want to help.
I want him back. I need him in these.
He's on family medical leave.
Well,
that was his
I
decision, and we can't just make him come back.
I understand that.
And now he has a medical issue that I talked to her about 2 days ago that we were trying to get him to go to the hospital and get seen about.
Hey.
So whatever you're hearing on the street is not true.
Well,
I understand he was coming back as soon as he got off the medical leave.
Well, he
just took a leave of absence
to
clear up some issues. And he was coming back to work.
I have
no understanding on how that was going about.
I don't like rumors. And I'm easy to talk to. I'm not rude. I've spent decades of my life for this community and these people. I don't like an attack when I beg the man to stay and not turn in his papers. I can't sit by and take that.
Well,
but now when I see safety issues that could kill my people, I'm going to address them, and if they don't like it, I'm sorry. If you run a business, you're not going to let your employees just do whatever they want to do. They're going to have to answer to the people that's in charge that set the rules. I have to answer to y'all.
I understand about rules, and I understand I don't want to be.
So we have a $300,000 lawsuit we just received because there was no markings around Lime Rock that was dumped in the middle of the road and flipped a man's trailer. Could have killed him and our two employees. No flashing lights, no flagging. No cones, no nothing. That's a liability that we can't handle. If we was to really have killed somebody that day and we got sued for this county would go under. It would go under. The other issue was not a problem. It's just not safe practice to let people that's not insured drive our vehicle. I know that we work with the prison, and we like to help the prison because they help us. But when you show up to a prison, or I'm sorry, to a county yard on a day that it's closed, and you have an unauthorized driver in a truck that's also using our equipment, if he'd have pulled out in the road and got killed with an inmate in there with him, we'd have paid a heavy price on that. And I can't allow any of that to happen. That's because I'm looking out for the liabilities of y'all in my county. That's black and white. It has nothing to do with opinions.
I feel like it's by one person. There's problems. I see.
But the only active one that comes into our office is this one and Jody. Mm-hmm. He comes by now, and we had that discussion with Mr. Jamie earlier in the week. I'm trying to text y'all all as a group so you know what's going on when we're doing anything, but nobody's trying to fire anybody. I don't want to fire anybody. But there are some safety rules that are going to be put in place, and they're going to have to follow.
When he gets back, he needs to go off. We need to work this out.
I'll tell you right now, county won't get Hutch back. He's working.
Well, this is the way I feel. I make the motion to.
He ain't coming back. I was up
hey,
and not working.
Let me finish, please. I'll make the motion to re-advertise for county manager.
That's what you need to do. Make that motion.
I need Hutch back.
I got asked to take this job, and I took it because I thought I could do a good
motion.
Job. I'm working the hardest I can to save us money and to make everything safe for our people. If that's not appreciated, then I'm okay with that.
Motion,
that
a second.
Then
you make
a
motion, you might get a second.
John?
Hey, y'all.
Are you done?
Obviously, there's no reason to talk about what's right and wrong, so yes, sir.
Now, my turn. Get involved, David. That's what I'm saying.
Get
involved.
Get involved.
But run it through the procedure that everybody wanted to follow, but they don't want to follow it unless it's to their advantage. At the end of the day, the policy and procedure is in place. Go by the office. Get involved. Get a project. What do you got going on for the county? What's in the county? What's your project?
I got plenty of projects.
What are they?
I got him down there working on PSAT for those kids and stuff like that.
Board supported every bit of it, hasn't it?
That's true.
So what's the problem?
It's evidently my motion's fixing to die, so I'll take it back.
Well, it takes every one of us to run this country. I'm heavily involved. That's what these people elect me to do. Hutch does not technically work for us. He said it up here in this board, hasn't he? He works for John and Roy. That's the policy. That's the procedure.
I totally understand that.
So nobody's trying to fire him or anybody else.
I'm going to say something. I did have a meeting with Roy and John a week or so ago and talked about a little bit about some of the stuff that I've been hearing. I'm not ready to get rid of nobody.
Neither are we. We just want to be accountable to do the job.
Hang on, I'm talking about you. I'm not ready to get rid of John or Roy. Every one of us needs to tighten up. But even me. All five of us. Mr. John, I didn't bring this up, but one thing that I'm hearing is maybe do spend a bit more time with Miss Barbie to learn some of that. And
I've been in finance. That's where I'm supposed to. That's the business I have.
Maybe get up with Miss Barbie and learn that about the budget and stuff. Hutch has got some issues going on. His health issues. I talk to him just about every day. Some days I don't, but just about every day. He called me this morning. He was going to the hospital with some issues, and I told him he needed to get it taken care of before he come back. He's got time. If he needs to take more time, to take more time and get his body healed up. We put him through hell. He's a good man, and he's been that road superintendent longer than I've been sitting in this seat. And next year will be 8 years. He's been there longer than that. He does a good job, but he is not perfect. There's some things he can tighten up on. He'll tell you that. But we need to call him in the office and tell him what we need to change.
Yep.
A lot of the things that he's doing is because the five commissioners has told him in the past to do this, to do this, to do this. But if it needs to be changed because of insurance purposes, call him. Say, hey, we got to change this because of insurance. You know, figure out a way to do it and just get it done. And we just got to work harder together. You know, yes, I've heard that some of us is trying to single Hutch out and all that. I try to dial that down and everything. That's reason one reason why I went and talked with John and Roy. But after talking with them, I don't think that, unless someone else can come up with some proof that they have, that I don't know about. But like I say, everyone else needs to be tightened up. We can always get better. You strive to be the best, but always there's always someone better. That's how I look in life. I'm good at what I do, but there's always someone better that can do what I'm doing. I strive to be that better person every day. And so that's where I'm at. And John, Roy, y'all do a good job. There's some things you can tighten up on. Like I say, there's things that commissioners can tighten up on, too. So I'm throwing that back in our lap, too. There's things that Miss Chaney can tighten up on. There's things that Miss, well, I don't know about Miss Martha, because she's about right here. Okay? And that's one thing that I would like to see is us help Miss Martha a little bit more. Because I see her stress level. Y'all know y'all sit with her every day. Her stress level is here, but she does one hell of a job. And y'all ain't heard me talk like this. She does one hell of a job. And y'all ain't been in here that long. So let's get after it.
Please don't let me have another county manager.
You ain't not at the moment.
Now I'm gonna have my damn turn.
Not at the moment.
If anybody here has got a reason to try to get at Hutch, it would be me, and I have no fault with Hutch. Me and him have settled our differences. We work with one another. We have a good working relationship. I've talked with him solely on, we're not going backwards. Well, we're making changes. We're making changes for the betterment of this county. And we're going to make these changes. And I talked thoroughly with him about him coming back and going back to work. I ain't got nothing against him. As far as you talking about the finances, Roy Bass has been working hard on the finances, trying to get what I think him in that department to find out on, trying to figure out how that's been going on. He has been beating his head against the wall when they're working his ass off. So I kind of take that a little bit of an offense because I know that man has been giving this county 110% ever since he has come on this boat. He's given 110%. I don't know anybody else that's got a heart like that man right there that puts it towards this county. And I'll just leave it at that. But ain't nobody trying to fire Hutch, David, that I know of. And if any, like I said, if anybody has got a grievance, but getting punched in the mouth, sucker punched, I would be the son of a gun that had a reason to get rid of his ass. And I'm not him. So you can leave that alone. Hutch is doing a good job. We're just making a lot of changes in this county, trying to run it in the right direction, get everything straight and up above board where everything is transparent so the people know what's going on and everybody's treated the same. And we're going to keep going down that road as long as I'm sitting up here. That's all I got to say.
We just need to move forward and get this bickering behind us.
Yeah,
we have, listen, I'm talking. We have a county to rebuild that has been hit by 3 hurricanes, and we're up here talking about this shit.
I agree.
Let's get this, move past this and fix this county, okay?
That's all I got to say.
Thank you.
I just
want to
say one other thing, too. We've got this workshop scheduled for the policy and procedures, and I agree with you. We've got to get these policies and procedures placed and followed. That is number one top priority, very important for us. So if we can get that continued and updated and continue to keep it updated, we'll be doing great.
I don't want my county to be poor and ugly. I want it to be successful.
And we appreciate all your outside help, too. You're always out there helping us clean up, you and Mark, and we appreciate it. Daniel?
I told them to clean less and pick up more, there'd be less trash.
David, do you have any more things to learn than me?
Brenda.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Because I'm here to answer them.
So I do want to talk to you.
Jamie?
I'm good.
You good?
I'm good.
I'm good. I ain't got nothing.
Miss Brenda's got stuff.
Any,
Brenda's got her hand.
Together.
We are so far from perfect. I know that I'm learning every day. I'm only one person. Sometimes it is a little overwhelming, but I think we are all working our butts off because we have to love the account. And my job is to make my bosses look good and to do every job. Whatever I do has a reflection of her, but it also has a reflection of this county. And our girls in finance are amazing, and they work really hard together. And we do work with the county manager's office very well. We learn together. I mean, we have good days and we have some bad days. But the common goal is to make our county a better place. So we live in a place where our children, and we work very hard, and we feel a lot of pride in that. I feel a lot of pride in what I do, as far as, and my ladies as well. So just a little bit of help. Okay.
I said a word about Lynn. I don't know what to take the mask off, but I'm going to say what's on my heart. Every job I ever worked at, if you don't produce, you don't do your job, you get down the road. You turn your resignation in, there ain't no bickering about it. There ain't no begging them. You go down the road. We all adults in this room, let's act like it. If he wants to turn his resignation in, let him go. Find somebody else to replace him. That's what's in my heart about that. I have no issue with Hunts whatsoever. None whatsoever. But I'm telling you from a standpoint of being professional, that's what we need to do. Just like me, if I turn mine in, are you going to beg me to stay? I bet you $100 bill you won't beg me to stay.
I will.
I will.
You're not leaving him.
I'll be begging him. So I'm just telling y'all. Be a professional. If he wants to go, let him go. Everybody in this room, I got health problems. I got high blood pressure. I got diabetes. But I don't use that excuse not to do my job. I mean, I'm just telling the truth, like I'm saying. I have no issue with Steve Hudson or whatsoever. Growing up, all of them, Horseshoe, the Steen Hats, he's been here all my life, 57 years. But if you want to turn your resignation in, turn it in, and go on. That's all I got to say. That's on my heart, and that's what I had to say, and I got it off of it.
I'm just telling you the truth. That's the way I feel about that.
I'm going to close up with this. We've talked about policy and procedure for a long time. Now, do y'all want policy and procedure? Because there's not a... There's not a five-member board member that can go here and fire no employee. I've heard a list of, oh, hell, I think I'm going to fire half the county. I've heard that list. It's just as untrue as the day is long. If we have policy and procedure in place, and y'all know I've been bickering about policy and procedure, I just made a motion, and y'all agreed to do policy and procedure. Now, do y'all really want to do policy and procedure? If you're shaking your head, yes, let's do it.
We ain't got no choice.
But without that, Roy hit the nail on the head. It's not one person, because I promise you, if every one of us left, there'll be somebody sitting up here screaming next week. It's not a doubt in my mind. But if we don't put structure in place, and I used to be the world's worst about Colin Hutch, and he said policy and procedure, I ain't supposed to do it. And you know what? He's 100% correct. But at the end of the day, it was so much easier to call Hutch to get something done. But now John, you need to have some work order stuff.
Got some stuff.
I mean, it's so much easier just to follow policy and procedure. If you're not going to follow it, let's not waste my time on it.
Whatever you want done, I'll promise you.
But if y'all want to follow policy and procedure, I will attend the workshop, but if not, I'm not wasting my time no more on policy and procedure. That's up to y'all.
Gotta have it.
Dang.
Any public comment? Okay.
I'd like to follow up on what we discussed a while ago. On the park, to answer some questions. I've looked over the procedures for authorized use for the tourism fund. I thought this would be, you know, good for everyone to know. Its main purpose is to promote and advertise tourism in the state of Florida and nationally and internationally. Funds can also be used to fund convention boroughs, and tourism information centers, which is where we have some funds set aside to help with the train depot when that time comes. Funds can also be used to finance beach property facilities or beach improvements and restore and fix equipment and such for that. So that is an area that I think we can use some of the tourism funds towards our parks and our coastal communities. Unfortunately, there's nothing about being able to use tourism funds for parks here in Cross City. It's just along the coastal areas. It is limited to, however, in a county of less than 100,000 in population, no more than 10% of the revenues from the tourism tax can be used for beach park facilities. So if we bring in approximately 150,000, then we have 15,000 to split between three different coastal communities. And you've got Sherrod Island in the middle of that also. Funds can also be used in counties with less than 750,000 for zoological parks, fishing piers, and nature centers. And then it goes on about securing bonds and such like that too. But basically, those are the only, and also, as far as the promoting and advertising, it also includes supporting events and activities that bring tourism in, which is how we are able to give funds to different festivals and such like that. Besides that, any other use of these funds is expressly prohibited. So as far as the question about park equipment, I mean, I have seen some prices of some of those really nice-looking things, and they're real high, $50,000 to $100,000. So we need to kind of look on a, as far as tourism dollars, it doesn't mean that funds can't come somewhere else also. I wanted to clarify that. And also, I would like to put on another hat as being part of the 20 Chamber and ask the board for also $200 to help support the Fight the Noosian Fishing Tournament down in Swanee.
Motion.
Second.
Motion. Mark, second by Jamie. All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
All three of the events
are covered.
So thank you very much.
This weekend?
I'm in total agreement with the, if we're going to have a policy and procedure manual, it needs to be followed to the letter, or it's of no use to anybody. I haven't read the book, haven't read it in quite some time, but I'm thinking that there was something maybe at the end of it that said these policies and procedures can change at any moment. If that is the case, then some of the stuff that might be going on in the policy and procedure manual, say I'm over here doing this thing and it's okay, but 2 weeks prior to that, the policy that it changed, and I didn't know anything about it. I understand all of that. This is just a scenario, okay? So if it's written in there someplace that the policy, that these policies can change at any time, without notice, then that really frustrates a lot of folks. But
Ken, you'll be honestly, no policy can change without board action. So there'll be a board meeting on that. And so then it'll be up to the staff to notify, because I agree 100% with what you're saying. The people needs to, and that's why I want them reviewed once a year.
Right.
That kind of takes that out of it. And John Hogue's staff meetings have been really good at it. Him and Roy, John, he's the manager. He holds staff meetings and, just held one this past week, if I'm not, because I'm active, so I know this. So, that's great. You know, inform your leaders. Your leaders inform their employees.
Yes.
That's the way stuff should roll. So I agree with that.
And I did ask John so that you know to send the copy of the policy and procedure manual, the current one, out to the department heads and to the board members prior to this meeting so that everybody knows they're reviewing the most current policy and procedure manual. Have these meetings, they're open to the public and to staff, so y'all come in.
Was that sent by email or?
I asked John to send a copy of it. He hasn't sent it. I asked him to send a copy to all the department heads.
Okay.
I have it electronically.
Yeah, that's what I would ask Angie, is it just gets sent out to the department heads and boards so that, just very similar to what Scotty does, so that when we come back before it, everybody is on the same page.
Okay.
I'm not pulling one from 2 years ago and Gail pulling one from 5 years ago and we're hashing out changes that have been made.
Yeah.
So that everybody's looking at the same book, and when we come back together on the 15th, that we're all talking about page 3, section 2A, B, whatever it is. So that we're all on the same page. Yeah. Just so long as, and that way, Gail can't say, well, I didn't get a copy. And I'm picking on you, Miss Gail.
I understand.
And I'll just let y'all know how I do my office. Sometimes I update mine twice a year, but annually, always. And every employee gets a copy. They sign the last page of it saying I got it, and that page is put in their file showing that they say
right.
They read it.
So, right, yeah. On another note, talking about the jail, the old jail building earlier. My God, that thing's been sitting there since before I was born. The school, the old town school building, the old auditorium, which I understand now, I've heard from more than one person that it's full of bats and this and that.
That building is full of bats. That is an issue that is being addressed. The school board is considering selling that property. I don't think that's a new flash. It's been in the media.
Well, I don't have TV and all of that, so thank God. But anyhow, I mean, that is a historical building, both of those. I would say some folks I've heard say, well, you know, there's no way to clean up that school, and the bats are, it's just running down the walls, and it's just this, and it's just that. There's grants, I would think. We got grants for everything in the world. I would think that we'd be able to get a historical grant to restore those two buildings without tearing them down and selling the property. We have a habit around here of, let's just tear it down, get it out of the way, and we'll sell the property. Well, there's two historical buildings in this county. I had also heard several years ago that the Sons of the Confederacy, Daryl Rattery's bunch, had taken or was allowed to or bought or whatever the old jail to set up their headquarters there.
I'll comment on that one.
Okay.
I talked to Mr. Daryl. I was involved in that one.
Okay.
Active again, because I am active. I was involved with that. Daryl and them went and looked at the building. It was too far gone. And they chose not to do that.
Okay, because I know that occasionally I go through that neighborhood coming from home to the courthouse, whatever.
Right.
And it's still, you know, it's just there and it's been that way forever. So it's like, you know, okay, the grants are out there, I would think. Why would we not?
I think a couple years ago, me and Mark had looked into some of them grants for that building, and
right.
We come into a brick wall, and we got so much going on, and like Mark said, he's
bounced
around here and there, and he's called me to go get in for him a couple of times here and there, so, you know.
Well, I know as the way times change this day and time from midnight to 6 o'clock in the morning, everything changes. There could be something in place now that might be different from way back when, you know what I mean? Maybe some of this, those two buildings especially could be fixed. I don't
look into the historical part of this here about a year ago.
Hey, Mayor, come on up here. I forgot.
Man, he was slumped over back.
Hey,
he's
back in.
He was slide down.
Yeah, there is a there's some historical grant that we're looking actively at buildings within a certain year. I believe it's 50 years to fall under that. I know the city manager's been looking into different ones to see what falls up under that. Obviously, the old jail could fall up under that. And the back part of that is also, we're using that in one of our projects for stormwater mitigation. There's a project that's coming right through there because of all the flood we had about 3.5-4 years ago.
We'd already voted to have half of the property for that retention pond.
Right. So, that part is going to be used for that as a retention pond to help the flooding that happened there. But yeah, the jail would fall up under that.
But can y'all clean it up in the meanwhile?
Well, that project, what they were just talking about, yes, absolutely.
And can y'all send us a cleanup letter also for our property within the city? Because that looks like teetotal garbage.
I agree.
Don't waste a stamp. I'm going to get cleaned up.
And then that project comes, that will be gated around that, which will also help with stuff encroaching on the county property that's still there. And we'll be handling the rest of that as well.
Can I answer your call?
Ryan, I'll get with you. We did a historical survey for the city about 3-4 years ago that we got a grant from DEM for,
yes,
which is the first step you have to do before you can apply for a specific facility grant. So I'll get with you. I don't remember.
That. Right. Okay. Yeah, I remember that, John. Thank you. Yes, sir.
We'll
get together. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Holly.
I want to circle back to the policy and procedure manual. I had a hand in helping with the redesign of that book. At the back of that book, there are sections that have not been built yet. One of the sections has, and it lives in Scott's and Roy's old world of EMS. There are specific safety rules and procedures that need to be followed by different departments, and I think that's kind of some of what we were discussing earlier in here. So maybe that's one of the directions we also need to work on, is looking at what safety procedures does Tim need to have in the solid waste world, or road department needs to have, that my office doesn't need to have flashing lights and
you're talking about SOPs, basically.
Yeah, standard operating.
I've always been working on that next week, hard as we can. I think you got a lot of solid waste done.
I got most of the county road department done. I haven't started working real deep with the solid waste one because of all the other stuff that's going on. But that is a process that I'm in right now, trying to create some standards just to follow, just to have some safety precautions.
Right.
And all it is to guard our people. It has,
and
our county has nothing to do with nailing people to the ground or doing them dirty. It's general rules to follow. I mean, I work fire rescue. That's what we work on, is SOP. And it just guides you through your day. So you don't have these questions like, is this right, or am I going to get in trouble for this, or is this how we're supposed to do this? It kind of just gives you an outline to follow. So your daily work life is easier to stay in some type of lane, basically.
So anyway, that's all I wanted to bring up, was that we had portions in our policy and procedure manual that still need to be developed, and it sounds like we are, which will then answer one of the questions that Gail had about how do I know when the rules change.
One thing, whenever we revamped this in 22 or 23, we had an employee committee
Y'all remember that?
Yeah, it was the park adventure.
We'd like for them to come to this workshop also.
That was department heads or somebody that was appointed to the department head. I think it was Jimmy Gerald was the road department.
Yeah.
Odie. Odie was with solid waste. Yeah.
You don't really want to make policy over SOP for
exactly.
A department.
No,
you
right.
Don't. Because policy is stone.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But can you make sure them employees are there? And that honestly puts the employee aspect side of the policy and procedure.
Because they were actually a lot harder on employees in general than our board even was in setting up the policies. Thanks, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Helen?
I'm a little bit lighter note. I want to invite everybody to the next Chamber of Commerce meeting. Fiber by Central Portal Electric is going to be there. We're going to furnish the dinner. We have one of our board directors here with us. Any question that's coming up, they're terminating all the old phone cable out, or I'm sorry, the TV cable out here across the area and Old Town. They're running the lines now as we speak. We'd like for y'all to attend. We're also going to be at the Cross City Commissioner meeting here in Fulford on the 14th. Mr. Denny George is going to send George Buckner to explain some information. But if you have any questions or anything, next Thursday at the library, we will be funding the dinner there. Be very informative. It'll let everybody know where we're at this particular time and it's coming, and just an invitation
to walk there. The second Thursday
at
12 o'clock of every month.
Yeah.
Of every month, the second Thursday at 12 o'clock at the library, right?
Right.
I'm active, I know that.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Love to have you there. And if you have any questions, we're going to be furnishing the dinner. But I think Ms. Tammy will be there with us. Mr. Denny George tends to sit in that meeting, so. If you can think of anything, questions come up, or wherever you live, we'll know more about it. I'm learning as I go to. I'm just helping them out.
Thank you all for
everything. Thank you.
Well, I remember as a kid, the chamber having hundreds of people involved in it. I've been to a couple of the chamber meetings, and there's four or five. I don't know what happened to the attendance and why people don't want to be a part of the community. It's better, but it would be nice to have more attendance and make it worthwhile.
Just on that note, after this board meeting at 1 o'clock, me, myself, the mayor, and Ms. Kay and Ms. Carol West are going to go around to five local businesses and hand out thank you, basically, certificates for them being in business. And hopefully they'll get some Facebook recognition off of it and get some more local business drove to them. I'm active. I know that.
And that team is your economic development team that absolutely coordinated since being appointed to the NFEDP, volunteering for one little quarterly meeting. it's amazing what's happening in this county. I'm Karen Denarnam, and I just want to say, real short, for those that don't have to record every word of this, y'all, we are doing amazing things. Every one of our managers have done amazing things, and y'all need to stand up. I wanted to make it really quick. And y'all, we're going forward, and that's why the windshield of your car is bigger, because we're going forward, and that little rear view mirror is what's behind. We're going forward. Look through that. We're making big strides. Louis, John, the commissioners, y'all know I'm here every time when I can, or if there's not meetings, I come along, but we're doing great things. And so for those people that really don't know that negative that you're hearing, guys, please send them to me. I am happy. I am so happy to tell people the good things that are going on in our county. So when y'all hear that, honestly, I'm so happy. And it's a given talent that God's given me to cheer people on and say, we're doing it, y'all. It's little by little, but that's how you get way down the road. So I'd love to just end on that. Amen.
Amen.
I want to check her.
So good.
She's done a wonderful
y'all
job.
Y'all are at Glenda. I could just go around and it's amazing to me what we do as a team. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to remind Kate
hit on it just a minute ago about the Crossroads Festival. After that, the kids from the hospitality and culinary club are putting on an Easter egg hunt for the kids at the park and in the green space. Tell everybody. Yes, sir. One Wheeler Park. Also, let's not forget about our April 16th combined commission council meeting. Everybody attend.
A bit City Hall this time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's going to be at City Hall. And that's 5 p.m., so everybody can make it. There was something else. I wanted to thank Ms. Karen Van Arnum, Mr. Hatch for coming as part of the economic team that I'm set on with. That council to give a presentation. Really appreciate that. Keeping everybody up to speed on a lot that's going on. I swear that, and I'm not just saying this, I feel like I talked to them, all you guys right here, more than I do my family. because we're working. There's a lot of hard work going on that you don't see. From certain people, but I can go on my phone and you can, Aaron, come on. It's a lot. So I just want to thank everybody for their work and see y'all at Crossroads Festival Saturday.
My husband's always saying, another meeting? You have another meeting?
Anybody else?
Mr. Chairman, can I speak?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm not removing my head. I just want to say that May 3rd will be my call. And I do not want to go through another county manager at this time. John and Roy are working really, really hard. And I've already been through two other county managers. He's my third. He's my second. Nobody knows in this room how much we go through every day in her office. Sometimes Jamie said the stress level is here. It truly is. But they work really hard, and they're doing a very good job for the short time that they've been in those positions. And I believe that you should give them a chance to prove what they can do instead of looking at all the negative things that you are hearing out in town. Because you hear so many rumors about things that aren't true. And when it hits our office, it's like, where did that come from? Who's saying that? But you can never pinpoint who actually knows. But we really need to look at the overall picture. This county loses money daily because of things that happen in different departments. And that's one thing that you're looking at very hard from this board. You're looking at money. You're trying to save money. And the only way to save money is to create those laws that they have to identify what they're doing on a daily basis in departments. For example, for fuel, for maintenance. You have to create those kind of laws. That's what he's trying to do and he's trying to do, to save the county money. And that's what we're there for. And these two are very money conscious. So am I. I get mad when... I do. I get angry not angry. That's the wrong word to say. But give everything a chance. And if we can stop the in-house fighting, that would help too. So that means that each commissioner needs to come into the office, sit down with these two gentlemen, and resolve any issues that there may be. And if you need more information, you have to reach out to us too. And we'll do everything in our power to help you guys. And I agree with Karen. Everything, we all want to be happy. Yet we can. Everybody wants to be happy. And we want everybody that lives here to be happy. With the roads, with the way things are taken care of. But we can't do it if we're all fighting. And I don't want to go through another county manager at this time. Maybe 5 years down the road. Maybe. And maybe by then I'll be retired. Again. But please give these someone a chance. And for the public, just know these gentlemen work really hard. gentlemen. When you come down on them, you're coming down on our office. And I work for these gentlemen. And you're coming down on me. Hutch is a valuable member of the crew. And he is not being micromanaged. If you think he's being micromanaged, come talk to me. Because I'll tell you things that happen that you don't know about that happens on a daily basis. Because I see things from the inside that we never talk about. And I don't really want to talk about. Because I don't want to talk about anybody in a negative manner. And I love Hutch very much. He's a great guy. And he does a lot of work. And he's under a lot of stress because he gets pulled in 90 million directions on a daily basis when he's working. And that's part of his problem, is that he tries to please everybody. But you have to have things set so that you're not losing money. And Dixie County loses money all the time because of things that are not set. And that's their goal, is to set those things, follow policy, and be able to manage this county on a dime and not lose 9.5% of that dime. And that's what happens a lot of times.
I'd like to add Leon Wright's name in her speech.
I can say this, every county worker, including the commissioner, is a benefit to this county.
I agree.
Because we work very, very hard to try to get things done. All of them.
They all did a wonderful job, y'all.
Yeah.
Hey, after what you've been through with three hurricanes, I was in the storm center. I've been pretty south of them for 20 years. You're like an umpire in a ball game. You call it one way, this side's the map, it'll be another one. And you try to do the best you can. You're doing a wonderful job. I could not do your job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Only thing I got to add is it's been a real eventful meeting, and as far as what Mr. Johnson said about the begging him, Hutch, to come back to work, it wasn't so much begging as letting him know that turning in his resignation on someone's lies told what someone else is saying when it's not the fact. That's what was being told. He was being told one thing on the street, and he was thinking this way, and he needed to be told the right way, that was not the truth. So, and I'll leave it at that. And them two gentlemen right there, I'm behind y'all 100%. Y'all have done wonderful since y'all took over that office. It has improved leaps and bounds. We're getting more accountable. Going down the road that I want to go, so y'all keep plowing that mule straight ahead. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Say, have you had to do conflict resolution and mediation before? The best thing to do is get everybody involved in one room, face to face.
Can't.
I tried that.
Hey, this is the room.
This is the room.
So what I'm talking about, we've got people missing. Get Hutch in the same room with everybody and sit down, and that way there's not I heard, I hear, things like that. That's
all. Yes, ma'am. Got a motion for Jamie. Got a motion for Jamie. Second by Mark. Any discussion? All in favor?
Nah.
All opposed? Same sign. Motion carried. Meeting adjourned.
Set back down.
Ah, now I got the final one.
Yeah.